I just want to ask you a question, man. How is it that you are, you at this point, you actually are the joke that people used to make back in the day? There are no 40-year-old rappers.
Yeah.
Remember, they was, what, you going to be 40 years old and rapping? And here you are, 40 years old and rapping, turning the ladies out, making her, she about to drop it like it's warm.
Yeah.
How?
Man, I got to say, that's, you know, that's something, Jody, for real. I was really questioning, like mid-30s, I'm like, man, do I want to be a 40-year-old rapper? Like, it just seemed like it wasn't the right fit. But at a certain point, I started feeling confident in the fact that, man, music is like, it's ageless. If you make great music, you can reach a 16-year-old. You can reach a 45-year-old or 60-year-old, for that matter. I was thinking, like, when I was listening to Michael Jackson as a kid or Stevie Wonder, I wasn't thinking about their age. I just was like, man, this music is great. Like, it just affected me. That's just what it was. Of course, you know, New Edition, I was happy to see some people my age come out, but I still played, you know, people like, whether it was Marvin Gaye or whoever, I played that. I heard that when I was young. So I started realizing there is no limit. If you just create great music, great art, then, and, you know, I want to appeal to all ages. I just stay true to me. I don't, this album, one of the reasons I actually feel like we was able to reach some of the younger audience was the younger audience saw that I didn't separate myself from them. I think for a long time, they could have been looking like, you know, how Common think he up here, or, you know, I ain't seen him rocking with some of us youngins. So,
right. You
know, it was like, man, I'm glad that I was able to have Lil Herb, who's from Chicago,
Crazy. Who's
only like 18, 19 years old, but he came and brought his perspective to my album. Dreezy, she's like 20 and she's from Chicago. Like, Vince Staples is 20 years old. They bringing their perspective, but it don't seem that different from, it blends together. Like, and I think that's one thing that I want us to do, especially as black people, man. We kind of let different things separate us. Oh, this dude from here, he from here. Like, we got it in Chicago where this dude from this block, this dude, but this person older, this person young, oh, this person light skin, this person dark skin. It's, I mean, I ain't trying to get too deep on this, but I just saw that. I don't know if y'all ever heard of the Willie Lynch letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw that yesterday. My daughter was reading it too. And it was like, it reminded me, like, man, part of the thing was make the old ones feel, go against the young ones, make the light skin go against the dark skin. I'm like, damn, all this stuff really still been happening, you know? So my thing is, man, I ain't separating myself. Like, they try to separate me from the Chief Keefs. I don't rap that music. That's not the music I rap, but I'm not going to disrespect Chief Keef, man. He expressing it the way he want to express it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's my brother regardless. So I'm just going to be like, all right, cool. If it's anything, any example, I just got to set an example and show what I think should be out there.
If you had the opportunity right now, if they called you to Chicago and they said, okay, you're sitting in a room with the police chief and the mayor and they said, Common, how do we stop the violence in Chicago? What would you say?
I would say, man, we need to take some of this money that we're spending on whatever. Because I don't know everything the city spends it on. But we need to create some programs immediately. Like, go in and say, these are some of the programs we're going to give to people from for the younger generation. And, like, set up, like, whether it's sports programs, creative arts, different things, and then start gathering them up. Also, I would say, yo, we got to go get jobs we got to create some jobs for people. Because one thing directly I've heard young people always say to me, and people in general, but younger people, I've talked to them, and they like, man, we need to get money. We need to get money. And, of course, I'm thinking like, well, okay, we want y'all to get money in a legal way.
Right, right, right.
So jobs is something that if they working, like anybody that got a job, when I got a new album coming out, I feel better about myself. You know, if you got a job, you feel good, man.
Yeah,
you know, and you, it's less time for you to not get in trouble. I think jobs and programs would be some of the immediate things. I mean, obviously, it's bigger things like just instilling love and getting the parents. But the point is, like, some of the practical things they can get is jobs.
Does it, because, you know, again, this album is, you know, kind of dedicated to Chicago. How do you feel when you have a 4th of July weekend and you look at your city and see 60 people got shot?
Yeah.
I mean, it's 3-4 days. When we see the news from this side, we're like, damn.
This, I ain't gonna front. It's, it's saddening. It's kind of ridiculous. It's like, I don't know how we got there, you know, but that's when I'm like, man, what are we going to do to resolve it? What are we going to do to solve this, you know, the situation? And, you know, like, it's not just, obviously, I'm one person. I'm a person out there speaking about it, but it's so many people in the field really doing it daily, doing the work daily to try to, like, resolve these things. And I think overall, the young people don't want to be, I don't think they want to be in those situations. Like, yeah. Like, you know, that's, you know, you screaming out for help in certain ways when you acting out. You know, we all know that, the psychology behind a lot of that. But I'm just like, man, give them a chance. Let's give them a chance. So.
All right.
So, Common, okay, I know you you act and, you know, you've been a rapper for a long time, but I have two things I think you should do next.
What?
In your career. Okay,
what you think,
so
Mo? What you think, Mo?
I think you should write a book called Common Law, and it should be all about, like, the things you followed in your life and, you know, on the play on common law, like, yeah. Which is not real, like, yeah. Statutory law, but yeah. Common law, I think that would be a great thing, and I think people would buy it.
That's
because
dope.
They would want to hear what you have to say.
That's a dope idea.
And then second, I think you should be a professor in a college, and you should teach a class about hip-hop and the cultural effects it's had and how you've been able to, you know, evolve your music or whatever, because I think you come with a certain amount of academic credibility, you know, with right. Your mother being a professor, yeah. All that, and you have, you're a person who people would listen to. So I think you should come to a historically black college, and I think you should teach a class.
Man, those are two great ideas.
So I could be your I could be your co-writer on the common law book, and then, you know, I could write your curriculum for your hip-hop class.
Wow.
Oh, look, right? You ain't going to pimp the interview out like that, though, Mo, in front of everybody.
I ain't mad at you, Mo. I ain't mad, Mo.
I'm just saying, you know, and I have a lot of acts of service that could also come along with that.
Like, wow. I like that, Mo.
You about to come out with a rush card next.
Common's new album. Make sure you go pick it up. All right, nobody's smiling.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, man.
Yes.
And we can't wait for this next run, dude.
Thank you, bro.
Okay?
Appreciate it.
Next time we get together, we'll drink some more wine and stuff, okay?
Yes. Appreciate y'all, though.
All right. Common on the Frank Ski Show, everybody.